Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. And if you're just coming to our broadcast for the first time, welcome, and we are glad you are here. We hope you stay. And for those who are staying, who listen on a regular basis, we thank you for being here as well. And pass the word. Let people know that we're here. Don't forget, you can also retweet us. That's a hard word to say. Retweet us from our Twitter site at Allston Saint. That's Allston, A-L-L-S-T-O-N, Saint. And that's our Twitter page. So our Twitter account. So check that out and retweet us if you'd like. Let people know, hey, you know, I was listening to this program and it's a little different than some of the other Catholic program I've heard. You might enjoy it. So check that out. In the meantime, we're going through the second chapter of John, and we've actually only gone through a few verses this week. And that's important because if you want to understand how to read the Bible, you know, I can give you a Bible and say, okay, this is how you read the Bible. But you want to really reflect on it. You want to really meditate on it, and you want to really understand it on a whole different level. And we've been talking about this small section in the second chapter that really talks about having love for the world and choosing instead to have love for God, and calls to us that we see things from a whole different ball game. We see things from a whole different way. We have a whole different understanding of the world. And it led me to realize something that came up in some of my writing and reading that came up this week. And it's that constant effort by science to prove the existence of God. And if you've heard the program enough, you know that my perspective is that it's not a case of faith or science, or even faith and science, which it is that, but that implies that they are two equal halves. It's actually faith encompasses science. Kind of look at it this way. We'll just assume just for a minute that we are fish. We're Mr. Limpet, we'll say. So we are fish. Isn't it funny? We are fish, or we are fishes, or whatever. But anyway, we are fish. We're in a school. There we go. We're in school as fish. We're in a school of fish. Well, here's the question. Trying to prove whether or not the world without water doesn't, or whether the world without water exists. And all this discussion among the fish, does this world without water exist? No, couldn't possibly exist. We live here where water, we see water goes forever, and there can't be a world without water. And there's this whole discussion among the fish whether or not there is a world without water, or whether there is just the world with water. And why is it they have to have a discussion? Why is it they don't understand? Because they don't have enough information to understand the world is bigger than their ability to perceive it. They're living among the fish. They see the world as just this place surrounded by water. They haven't seen beyond that yet. And so that's all the information they have. So let's go back to this discussion about science and faith. Well, faith trying to prove that, or rather science trying to prove that faith exists, that is literally like the fish trying to decide if there's a world beyond the water. They're just, it's a bigger reality that they are trying to find based on a smaller amount of information from their smaller reality. So do I believe in God? Yes. Do I believe in science? Yes. But I understand that science, even to its limits, will just extend its limits on almost ad infinitum, does not have enough of a substance to understand the world of faith. And if we understand that science only works with molecules and atoms, it works with the reality of matter. That's what science does. It works in the reality of matter. All forms of matter could be biology, could be physics, could be astronomy, could be all these things, but it's all forms of matter. And in faith, we're saying there are other forms of reality, other substances that are bigger than just that which is made by atoms and molecules. So if you're going to spend all your time in that realm that is just dealing with atoms and molecules to look for that which doesn't, you don't have the tools. You just don't. So that reality is so important. So here we can see that, go back to the second chapter of the first letter of John, and it really influences that whole concept, the whole understanding that the world, seeing the world just as it is, without faith, is a limited way of looking at things. And there are people who, there are fine people who are involved in science, and these people, many believers involved in science, we know that. And there are others, they seek to be good people, and they don't believe, and they're trying to understand the reality of God from this limited perspective. And so when we go back to that second chapter, where it talks about, where the writer talks about the world, and not to be part of the world because God is not, you're not going to find God if everything of the world, the things of the world, are at the center of everything you are looking for. Why? Because God is bigger than that. God is, I love this, the Spanish term, which means out there, it means beyond. So it's a term that says más allá. God is más allá, is much bigger than anything we can find in science. So no, science is not going to be able to determine whether or not God exists because science is too small. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. Do you ever want to have an input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or a deacon any ideas on which to preach? Well, let me invite you to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions. There, your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Input for Homily and follow the instructions, and your words may make a difference at what is preached every single weekend at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. That's St. Anthony Parish, Allston, Massachusetts. Hey, and don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can find Input for Homily. You can also find the archives of the show. You can also send us feedback. You can also send us, you can join up on our Substack newsletter. You can send us prayer requests. You can do all kinds of things. And thank you to those who have sent us prayer requests, who have sent us comments. You don't know how important that is. I was talking to one of the people down in the Braintree Pastoral Center, and we got a letter, and it's like, oh, this is someone who listens to the radio show, and it means a lot. To them, that they know that this radio show is reaching out to others. So if you want to just sit down right now and go to CatholicAudioMedia.com, or if you want to sit down and write a letter, just, we're at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts. And you know, if you sit down right now and just write anything, hi, listening to your show, have a good day, bump. You know, it means a lot to us to be able to say, see, people are listening, and it's a powerful thing. So thank you very much for doing that. And don't forget, CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about this powerful reality that we're seeing, that we can understand on a deeper level through the first letter of John, that if we try to find God using science, it's not going to work. And as you know, the example I used, it's kind of like the fish trying to argue with themselves whether or not there's a world beyond the water world, because that's all they know. And the same thing, we believe that there is a reality beyond just that which is made of atoms and molecules. So as I say, the world of faith encompasses the world of science. It's not one or the other. It's not two equal halves. It's not one and the other. It is, as far as side by side, it is one encompasses the other. And we can see that. So when St. John is telling us to have no love for the world, and, you know, God in his creation is not in the world, then we do understand part of the reason for that is it's not that A or B, it's that God is much bigger than everything the world can offer us. It continues. This is verse 16 in chapter 2. For all that is in the world, sensual lust, enticement for the eyes, and a pretentious life is not from the Father, but is from the world. Why? Because what is from the Father is bigger than all that. Always keep that in mind. These are things you can see. see, but what is offered by God is bigger than that. All that. Always keep that in mind. It's far bigger. Yet the world and all its enticement are passing away. Why? Because they aren't as big as what God offers to us. But whoever does the will of God remains forever. So keep that in mind, that whole understanding that's why, you know, this whole thing, while science is still trying to figure out whether or not God exists, go back to the image of the fish. It's a waste of the time. It's a waste of time for science, because God is bigger than all the tools that science has to discover. And not that there's anything wrong with science. Everyone knows that I'm heavily into science. I'm a strong believer. I love science. Science is wonderful. And it is great. And so we can go and expand to the farther reaches of science. And as people are afraid, well, science can disprove the existence of God. That's like the fish saying that we haven't seen a world that has no water, therefore it must not exist. And therefore, we disprove the existence of the world that does not have water. No, that's ridiculous, because what God has to offer is so much bigger than what the world has. But remember, this is also a time that St. John is warning us against the devil. What does the devil offer? He is the prince of this world. So what does he offer? He offers what this world has to offer and nothing more. And that's the big difference. He offers what this world has to offer and nothing more. And that's why we're people of faith. And you may be, you know, maybe you happen to be located in the Alston-Brighton area and you happen to be going to a university and they're saying, oh, you don't have to believe in God anymore. Well, just remember that image of the fish deciding, well, we don't have to believe in the world without water anymore. That's ridiculous. But that's what they're thinking. That's what they understand. But when you come to church, you recognize, wow, the world is bigger than I learned through my education, because my education is talking about the things of matter and energy, the things of science, which is fine, but faith is bigger than science, and science cannot understand that realm of God on its own, because the tools are not big enough. Adriano Zandana, tomorrow, have yourself a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.